Good morning, it's Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. This is Saturday, April 22nd, and I'm going to read to you today's post about chronic fatigue syndrome versus myalgic encephalomyelitis versus fibromyalgia. What is this two-for-one acronym with the slash MECFS? Many people know that the CFS is for chronic fatigue syndrome, but only a few know that ME is for myalgic encephalomyelitis, and fewer still can pronounce it, and hardly anyone can explain why their acronyms are always smushed together, or why FM for fibromyalgia doesn't get included. Basically, ME is the nastiest and most pathologically distinct example of the sprawling and dysfunctional CFS family. ME and CFS always get mentioned in the same breath because they're too different to completely combine into one condition, and yet too similar to simply separate them. It's taken me years to slowly wrap my head around the tricky relationship between ME and CFS, but I think I can now finally express and explain it with confidence, and that is the purpose of this post. It's not just a definition of ME, CFS, and FM, but a very carefully condensed and fine-tuned explanation of how they relate to each other. And I really do mean it's taken me years. I've been thinking and writing about this stuff for a long time. I've had fibromyalgia and/or chronic fatigue syndrome since 2015. And I have made several attempts to try to say this clearly before. This is it. I think I've finally achieved it. That's why I'm posting about it. I got to the finish line. This is an excerpt from a guide to ME/CFS that I've been working on. It's the first of some highlights from that project that I will share as it evolves, and I'm very likely going to make the whole thing or parts of it available only to members initially. Something I've been kind of wanting to do is share draft material, especially tricky or controversial material, with members only to get member feedback, your feedback and responses and ideas before I share it more widely. So you can look forward to that and being a more active part of the creative process. Okay, so let's get into detail first about ME versus CFS and save the FM thing for later. Chronic fatigue syndrome is not a diagnosis. It's a label for a pattern of symptoms. That's what a syndrome is, a pattern of symptoms that is dominated by fatigue and with no obvious explanation, but an incredible range of possibilities. If CFS was a country, a crappy country that you do not want to visit, then ME would be its capital city. ME is much closer to being an actual diagnosis with more severe and predictable symptoms and signs. It is basically super CFS, a poorly understood but well-described pathological state that often crops up in the aftermath of viral infections, although not exclusively. It's associated with symptoms that go far beyond mere fatigue, severe chronic malaise, profound exercise intolerance, mental fog as thick as being drunk. ME patients do feel fatigued, but they also feel sick. Now, this is a feeling I have experienced, so I say this with real feeling, and I'm adding this color in the audio version only. People with CFS, or ME rather, generally don't have fevers, but I think one of the easiest ways to understand how that, you know, so-called fatigue feels is that it's much closer to a fever than to fatigue. It is way beyond mere weariness or tiredness or lassitude. You feel sick and fragile. It's oftentimes more like motion sickness than it is like fatigue. It's a fragility. Another good way of saying it, and I've certainly talked about this before, but it's the ultimate analogy, is if you're familiar with the feeling of being really fragile and sore at the beginning of a cold or flu, not everybody gets that, but if you do get it, and if you know that feeling, that's the feeling. You feel sick. It's a sick feeling, not a tired feeling, not a fatigued feeling. And I have felt it way too many times. I get that way these days and ever since 2015. I get a pretty good dose of it at least two or three times a week. Almost always after exercising, and that's the exercise intolerance. Okay, back to the text of the post. So importantly, ME patients can be identified by someone other than themselves. That is, they have objective signs of disease and not just subjective symptoms. Unfortunately, those signs are exotic biomarkers that can only be detected in a research context. There are still no clinical tests, nothing patients can ask their doctors for. Meanwhile, ME patients have notoriously normal-looking results for all the widely available medical tests, and anything that does crop up is probably coincidental and a red herring. Pure ME just doesn't show up on standard medical tests. The only abnormalities that can be readily confirmed are the signs of several common health problems that are common in these patients, comorbidities like postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome and irritable bowel syndrome. So many things that are more easily said as acronyms, POTS and IBS. So those are a couple of the typical comorbidities, but the comorbidities are, their involvement is erratic, and it's not specific to ME. You can have them without ME, and you can have a ME without them. They're just signs of a severely distressed system. So if ME is so different from CFS, if it's so much bigger and badder and clearer and has objective signs, why constantly pair it with CFS? Well, not everyone with chronic fatigue has the hallmarks or biomarkers of ME, not even close. All ME is a kind of CFS, but not all CFS is ME. CFS is a category, ME is the biggest and baddest thing in that category, the most extreme and well-defined member of that club, which includes a lot of members whose membership status is uncertain. Fatigued patients who eventually get a diagnosis, like cancer, say, they're going to get kicked out of the CFS club. But ME patients will always belong in the CFS club. Indeed, most will be lifetime members. Cringe. And so the routine labeling of ME and CFS as a pair persists because it's just really hard to break them up. If you refer only to ME, that would rudely leave out far too many people who have quite similar problems. But referring only to CFS would ignore the most important kind of CFS. It's actually politically important to include ME to help emphasize the fact that a lot of CFS is definitely a distinct pathology. And that's part of how it's going to get taken seriously by doctors and researchers. And so, ME slash CFS. You gotta say both. But why not more? Why not say three? Why not ME, CFS, FM? But why not say three? Why not ME, CFS, FM? Why? Fibromyalgia is no more of a diagnosis than CFS is. It's a label for another similar pattern of symptoms, but one that just happens to be dominated by pain rather than fatigue. The pain dial is just dialed up a little further than the fatigue dial. So it's really just chronic pain syndrome. Fibromyalgia is chronic pain syndrome. But it got its own weird name for historical reasons, and that makes it sound more different than it is. It's really not very different. Formal diagnostic criteria also seem to separate these conditions, but the clinical reality is that fibromyalgia is almost indistinguishable from ME or CFS with extra pain. ME, CFS, and FM all share many symptoms and common comorbidities. For instance, fibromyalgia includes mental fog and exercise intolerance, just like ME-CFS. And vice versa, many patients with ME-CFS also have quite a lot of pain. and would probably be considered fibromyalgia patients if the pain wasn't overshadowed by even worse fatigue and malaise. And so fibromyalgia seems an awful lot like a member of the ME/CFS family, but you never see the acronym ME/CFS-FM. Why ever not? Honestly, I don't know. It's as much a mystery as the illnesses are themselves, but they have a great many similarities, and I do always group them together in my mind. I don't think it's ever going to catch on, but it's always going to be ME/CFS-FM to me. Okay, that's the post. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time.